欢迎各位收听美国之音中文部播出的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第31课第一讲，我是肖华。
我是郑玉文。今天我们继续通过 Stewart 一家的生活来学习美国英语。这是一个星期六的早上， Stewart 家的小儿子 Robbie 在车库里面把垃圾放进铁皮做的垃圾桶里，结果呢把邻居 Goldberg 太太给吵醒了，他只好对这位太太表示歉意。
Stewart 家的大儿子 Richard 正好也起来了，他帮着 Robbie 一起把垃圾桶搬到马路边，好让垃圾车收走。这个时候 Robbie 突然发现 Goldberg 太太的垃圾和他们家的垃圾有所不同。
在听课文之前，我们先来熟悉几个课文中的单词。
Trash， T-R-A-S-H Trash， 名词，垃圾。
Can， C-A-N， Can， 名词，罐。Trash can 就是垃圾桶。
Disturb， D-I-S-T-U-R-B， Disturb， 动词，打扰。
Neighborhood， N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R H-O-O-D Neighborhood 名词，街区或社区。
Photojournalism P-H-O-T-O J-O-U-R-N-A-L-I-S-M Photojournalism 名词，新闻摄影。 Photojournalism 实际上是两个词组合而成的， Photo P-H-O-T-O 是照片， Journalism J-O-U-R-L-I-S-M 是新闻，两个字合在一起 Photojournalism 就是新闻摄影。
下面我们把课文完整的听一遍。
Robbie Stewart, what's going on?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Goldberg.I'm putting the trash in the trash cans. We sure have a lot of trash this week.
Do you have to make so much noise? My bedroom window is right here, you know. You woke me up with all your noise.
I'll try to be quieter. I'm sorry if I disturbed you.
Saturdays, I like to sleep late. Ah, but today's a nice day. Maybe it's good to be up early. I'll see you later, Robbie.
Goodbye, Mrs. Goldberg.She thinks this is noisy? Wait till I empty the trash from the basement. Then she'll get some real noise.
Hey, Robbie. Who are you talking to?
Oh, hi, Richard. I'm talking to myself.
Yourself?
Oh, and to Mrs. Goldberg. She thinks I'm making too much noise. She called from her window just to tell me so.
Maybe she has a point. It is only 8:35.
Hey, Richard, whose side are you on?
You were a little loud. We're all part of a neighborhood, you know.
You're right. I guess I wasn't being very neighborly.
Can I help you carry those trash cans to the street?
Sure. Thanks. I can use the help.
Wait, don't drag it across the driveway.
You're right. Mrs. Goldberg will be out here in a second.
Let's pick up the trash can and carry it together. You grab the handle on one side.I'll grab the handle on the other. There you go, Robbie. Four trash cans, stuffed full and neatly lined up on the sidewalk.
Thanks for your help.
It's okay.
Hey, Richard, have you ever noticed something strange about the Goldbergs' trash?
Something strange about the Goldbergs' trash? No. What's strange about it?
There isn't any.
Come on, they have trash. I can see it.
There's only one black plastic garbage bag. Where's the rest? They should have two full trash cans at least.
Robbie, I don't have time to worry about the size of the Goldbergs' trash pile. I've got to get going. I have a job today.A little photojournalism. Want to come along?
Photojournalism? You bet. I'd like to come along.
下面我们来分段听课文。第一段是 Stewart 家的邻居 Goldberg 太太同 Robbie 的对话。Robbie 正在车库里处理垃圾。
Robbie Stewart, what's going on?
Robbie Stewart, 发生什么事了？
Oh, hi, Mrs. Goldberg. I'm putting the trash in the trash cans. We sure have a lot of trash this week.
Oh, 你好 ,Goldberg 太太。我正把垃圾装进垃圾桶。我们家这个星期垃圾可真多呀。
Do you have to make so much noise? My bedroom window is right here, you know. You woke me up with all your noise.
你非得弄出这么大声音吗？你知道，我卧室的窗户就在这儿，你的噪音都把我吵醒了。
I'll try to be quieter. I'm sorry if I disturbed you.
我设法小点声，对不起，打搅你了。
Saturdays, I like to sleep late. Ah, but today's a nice day. Maybe it's good to be up early. I'll see you later, Robbie.
我星期六啊，喜欢多睡一会儿。哇，今天天气真好，早点起床也挺好的。一会儿见 ，Robbie.
Goodbye, Mrs. Goldberg.She thinks this is noisy? Wait till I empty the trash from the basement. Then she'll get some real noise.
再见 ,Goldberg 太太。她觉得这声音太吵。等我把地下室的垃圾清理出来的时候，她才会听到真正的噪音。
Robbie Stewart 是全名，美国人一般比较随便，通常相互之间都是直呼其名，也就是 first name。 即使是初次见面呢，很多人也会马上加上一句，你直接称呼我的 first name 就好了。
英语之所以把名叫 first name， 是因为西方人习惯于先说名后说姓，也就是 first name first， last name last。 而中文呢，刚好是倒过来，先说姓后说名，用英文说呢，就是 first name last， last name first。
小华，说到这儿，中国名字在美国就会出现一些问题，你是不是遇到过麻烦呢？
当然遇到过呀。我刚开始介绍自己的时候是按照中国习惯说我叫肖华，然后不太熟悉的美国人呢，就正儿八经的称我为 Mr. 华，华先生。那比较随便的美国朋友呢，就叫我肖，好像是关系很密的样子，所以以后呢，我就改了，主动说 I am 花笑。
那这项问题应该解决了吧？
只能说是解决了一部分啊，但是还有新的问题。我说我的名字是华笑之后，一些比较了解中国文化的美国朋友就以为我还是姓华，亲切地叫我笑。你看我这不是白费劲了吗？
就是。那 Goldberg 太太问 What's going on？ 这是很常见的问话，不管是发生什么样的事情都可以这样问。其实啊，他的意思更像是中文里说的怎么回事儿。
是啊， Goldberg 太太还说 Do you have to make so much noise? 你非得弄出这么大声音吗？这句话看上去呢是问话，实际上是说 Robbie 的声音太大了。那玉文，你还有别的例子吗？
有。 Do you have to ask me for more examples? 你呀，非得要我举更多的例子吗？
Do you have to talk to me like that? 你非得这么跟我说话吗？
哎，我是在举例子，你可别当真嘛。I'm sorry if I offended you. 如果我哪儿冒犯你了，还请你多包涵。
我没当真，我也是在举例子嘛。不过呢，你说的 I am sorry if I offended you 就是 Robbie 对 Goldberg 太太说的句型。I'm sorry if I disturbed you 一样。
那么要注意的是，英文的 sorry和中文的对不起有的时候并不完全一样。英文的 sorry 有的时候是表示遗憾，比如说你和别人聊天的时候得知他的父亲刚刚去世，你就可以说 I'm sorry to hear that。
我们现在来听课文的第二段，这是 Richard 和 Robbie 在车库里的对话。
Hey Robbie, who are you talking to?
Hey Robbie, 你跟谁说话呢？
啊、 Hi, Richard. I'm talking to myself.
Hi, Richard. 我跟自己说话呢。
Yourself?
你自己？
Oh, and to Mrs. Goldberg. She thinks I'm making too much noise. She called from her window just to tell me so.
哦，还跟 Goldberg 太太说话来着。她觉得我的声音太大。她从窗户上叫我，专门为了告诉我我吵了她。
Maybe she has a point. It is only 8:35.
也许他有一定的道理，现在刚8:35嘛。
Hey, Richard, whose side are you on?
Hey, Richard, 你站在哪一边啊？
You were a little loud. We're all part of a neighborhood, you know.
你的声音是挺响的。再说呢，我们都是街坊邻居啊。
You're right. I guess I wasn't being very neighborly.
你说的对，我想我的做法不像一个好邻居。
Richard 对 Robbie 讲话非常婉转，他说 Maybe she has a point， 也许她有一定道理。 It's only 8:35， 刚刚8:35。 You were a little loud， 你的声音有一点大。
不过呢，我们再来看看刚才 Goldberg 太太对 Robbie 说话的时候好像就不是那么婉转，但是 Richard 却说他说的有道理，所以 Robbie 就问他 Whose side are you on？你站在哪一边呢？
但是 Robbie 自己也承认是他自己有过错。他说 I guess I wasn't being very neighborly. Neighborly 这个词的意思是像个好邻居。
嗯，在美国要想做个好邻居， being neighborly 还得要精心维护房子和院子的外观，以保持整个社区的美观，不能够因为房子和地是自己的财产啊就为所欲为。当然这其中也有法律来约束的。
下面我们来听对话的第三段。第三段话是 Richard 帮弟弟 Robbie 一起把垃圾桶搬到马路边时的对话。
Can I help you carry those trash cans to the street?
要我帮你把垃圾桶搬到路旁吗？
Sure. Thanks. I can use the help.
当然要，谢谢，我正需要帮忙。
Wait, don't drag it across the driveway.
哎，等等，别在车道上拖着走。
You're right.Mrs. Goldberg will be out here in a second.
你说的对，否则 Goldberg 太太会马上出现。
Let's pick up the trash can and carry it together. You grab the handle on one side. I'll grab the handle on the other. There you go, Robbie. 4 trash cans, stuffed full and neatly lined up on the sidewalk.
咱们把垃圾桶抬起来，一块把它搬过去。你抓住那边的把手，我抓这边的。好，就放这儿吧 ，Robbie。四个塞得满满的垃圾桶，整整齐齐地摆在路旁了。
Thanks for your help。
谢谢你帮忙。
It's okay。
没事儿。
Richard 要帮 Robbie 的忙，他说 ：“Can I help you carry those trash cans? Can I?”或者 can you 是帮别人忙或者请求别人帮忙的时候可以说的。比较熟悉的人之间呢用 can， 如果客气一点的说法就是 could you 或者 could I。
另外呢，在某些情况下 can 和 could 这两个词的意思有所不同。用 can 的时候它有指能力的意思， can you do it， 你能做吗，你有能力做吗。而用 could 的时候就有意愿的意思，Could you do it? 你愿意做吗？
In a second, 就是马上，立刻。Robbie 是说，一听到拖垃圾桶的响声， Goldberg 太太就会立刻出现。In a second, 当然是指很快，谁也不可能在一秒钟之内就出现的。
我们以前讲过 there you go 的用法，意思是放好了，行了。Richard 帮着 Robbie 把垃圾桶抬到路边以后说 there you go, 也就是行了。
不过呢，在美国 There you go again 也算是一句名言了，那是当年呢里根和卡特进行总统竞选电视辩论时说的话。卡特在辩论中反复抨击里根，里根呢好几次在反击之前先说 There you go again， 然后再回答，结果引起人们的笑声。里根在那次辩论中占了上风，而且后来也赢得了那次大选。
那你说这个 there you go again 是什么意思呢？
我觉得最贴切的中文翻译啊，应该是你又来这一套了。
下面我们来听课文的第四段，也是最后一段。 Robbie 发现 Goldberg 太太家没有什么垃圾，这是怎么回事呢？
Hey Richard, have you ever noticed something strange about the Goldberg's trash?
哎 Richard, 你注意到 Goldberg 太太的垃圾有些奇怪吗？
Something strange about the Goldberg's trash? No, what's strange about it?
Goldberg 太太的垃圾有些奇怪，没注意，有什么奇怪的？
There isn't any.
没什么垃圾。
Come on, they have trash. I can see it.
得了吧，他们有垃圾，我能看见。
There's only one black plastic garbage bag. Where's the rest? They should have two full trash cans at least.
只有一个黑塑料垃圾袋，其他的垃圾呢？他们至少应该有两满桶垃圾才对啊。
Robbie,I don't have time to worry about the size of the Goldberg's trash pile. I've got to get going. I have a job today. A little photojournalism. Want to come along?
Robbie, 我可没时间管 Goldberg 一家的垃圾有多少。我得走了。今天有工作，搞点新闻摄影。你想一起去吗？
Photojournalism? You bet. I'd like to come along.
新闻摄影？我当然想一起去了。
Notice, N-O-T-I-C-E, notice. 这个词做名词的意思是通知，做动词的时候呢是注意。Have you noticed? 就是你注意到了吗？哎，肖华 ，I noticed that you are wearing a new tie today. 我注意到你今天戴了条新领带哦。
新领带？我这条已经戴了好长时间了，只不过呢 ，you never noticed. 你从来没注意。
Now, let's talk about something strange. 现在我们再来说说奇怪的事情吧。Robbie 说 Goldberg 太太家的垃圾奇怪。Richard 就问 What's strange about it? 有什么奇怪的？
我们使用同样的句型，还可以把 strange 这个词换成其他的词。比如说 What's good about it? 有什么好的？ What's funny about it? 有什么好笑的？
Robbie 问 Where is the rest?其余的垃圾在哪儿啊？ Rest 意思就是其余的。 Robbie 所说的 rest 就是 the rest of the trash。
你说谁有那闲工夫管邻居的垃圾有多少啊？
就是，
Richard 也没时间管 Goldberg 太太应该有多少垃圾。嗯，他是怎么说的来着？
I don't have time to worry about. Worry 意思就是担心着急。
Richard 说 I've got to get going. 这个简单的句子里呢有两个常见的习惯用法，一个是 I've got to， 我得，我该，我必须，意思和 I have to 基本一样，但是很多美国人都习惯说 I've got to。 那 get going 在这里和 go 一样，就是该走的意思。
Now the plan has been made. Let's get going. 计划已经制定完毕，咱们现在就开始行动吧。听众朋友，您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目 Tuning in the USA， 收听美国英语。我们刚才对课文进行了分段翻译和讲解，下面把整个课文完整的听一遍。
Robbie Stewart, what's going on?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Goldberg. I'm putting the trash in the trash cans. We sure have a lot of trash this week.
Do you have to make so much noise? My bedroom window is right here, you know. You woke me up with all your noise.
I'll try to be quieter. I'm sorry if I disturbed you.
Saturdays, I like to sleep late. Ah, but today's a nice day. Maybe it's good to be up early. I'll see you later, Robbie.
Goodbye, Mrs. Goldberg. She thinks this is noisy? Wait till I empty the trash from the basement. Then she'll get some real noise.
Hey, Robbie. Who are you talking to?
Oh, hi, Richard. I'm talking to myself.
Yourself?
Oh, and to Mrs. Goldberg. She thinks I'm making too much noise. She called from her window just to tell me so.
Maybe she has a point. It is only 8:35.
Hey, Richard, whose side are you on?
You were a little loud. We're all part of a neighborhood, you know.
You're right. I guess I wasn't being very neighborly.
Can I help you carry those trash cans to the street?
Sure. Thanks. I can use the help.
Wait, don't drag it across the driveway.
You're right. Mrs. Goldberg will be out here in a second.
Let's pick up the trash can and carry it together. You grab the handle on one side. I'll grab the handle on the other. There you go, Robbie. Four trash cans, stuffed full and neatly lined up on the sidewalk.
Thanks for your help.
It's okay.
Hey, Richard, have you ever noticed something strange about the Goldbergs' trash?
Something strange about the Goldbergs' trash? No. What's strange about it?
There isn't any.
Come on, they have trash. I can see it.
There's only one black plastic garbage bag. Where's the rest? They should have two full trash cans at least.
Robbie, I don't have time to worry about the size of the Goldbergs' trash pile. I've got to get going. I have a job today. A little photojournalism. Want to come along?
Photojournalism? You bet. I'd like to come along.
听众朋友，刚才我们听的是这次学的整个课文。接下来呢，我们根据课文内容做一个英文问答练习。听完每个问题之后，请用英语回答。同时呢，我们也会给一个参考答案。
What was Robbie doing when Mrs. Goldberg called from her window? He was putting trash into metal trash cans.What did Mrs. Goldberg tell Robbie? She said that the noise Robbie made woke her up. What did Richard offer to help Robbie with? He offered to help Robbie move the trash cans to the sidewalk.What did Robbie notice about Mrs. Goldberg's trash? There is very little trash. Was Richard also interested in the neighbor's trash? No, he wasn't. What kind of job was Richard going to do that day?Photojournalism.
各位听众，你们都回答的对吗？如果您的答案和我们的参考答案不一样，也没有关系，只要意思对了就行。
收听美国英语第31课第一讲播送完了。
如果您有问题或意见，欢迎来信，地址请寄到北京邮政信箱9171号。邮政编码100600。
您也可以给我们来电子邮件，地址是英语，也就是中文英语两个字的汉语拼音 @voanews.com。
我是郑玉文，
我是肖华，
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。
大家好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
Hello and welcome to American Cafe. I'm Jody. Here, Yang Chen. I bought you something, an instant lottery ticket. So you scratch off the surface to see if you won. Let me do mine first. Come on, Lady Luck, make me a winner. Damn, nothing.
好像是幸运女神不太喜欢你啊。
I guess not. Well, you try yours and see how you do.
好，我来试试我的运气。哇，你看我赢了5块钱。
What? Hey, let me see that. You won $5. I think I gave you the wrong ticket. I think I gave you mine. Can I have it back?
No way.
Okay. Now, what would really be exciting is if you won the big lottery.
哦，你说的是那个好多州一起办的那个超级乐透奖，对不对？
Yes, that's right. The Powerball.
声音好恐怖啊。
Our listeners may not know, but a well-timed lightning bolt sound is meant to signify the mysterious, the awesome, like the Powerball.
好了好了，我现在已经感受到了超级乐透的威力了。那现在你这个音响效果可不可以停止了呢？
Okay, no more lightning bolts for a while.
可是我们是不是先来解释一下 lottery 这个词，然后再来发挥你的音响效果？
Let's do. The lottery is gambling. It's a drawing of numbers. And you have to get all 6 numbers right. And pick the right number as the Powerball to win.
哦，对， lottery 呢是以买彩票或者奖券的方式进行赌博。
The jackpot recently was really high. $210 million.
哇，2亿1000万美元。啊，我要昏倒了。
Oh, that's right, sister. You go ahead and faint. The night before the drawing, I stopped at my neighborhood store, and there was a line of about 50 people waiting to buy their lottery tickets. Here's some on-site interviews of people actually buying their lottery tickets. Here's Carl from Miami.
Lottery ticket is a gambling format for a winning of ticket of $210 million.
$210 million. What are the odds that you can win?
One in 250 million, I think.
So why are you here?
Someone's got to win. And that's basically it. The chance is very low, but someone does have to win.
他刚才提到了一个词 odds. 我看我们需要先给大家解释一下啊。
Sure. Odds. ODDS.You know, your chances of winning. What、mm-hmm. are your odds of winning? But for this lottery, the odds were 1 in 250 million.
那么这里呢，就是说赢的几率是1比2亿5千万。
So the odds are very low. And this woman, Susan, had a very funny way of describing how she views her odds and why she still plays.
好，下面我们就来听听 Susan 的见解。
You have a better chance of getting hit by lightning than you do of winning the lottery. However, people do get hit by lightning, so it does make sense to give it a try.
So you're willing to risk a couple dollars and see if you can win the jackpot?
Yes.
See? She mentioned the word lightning.
知道吧，你听起来就像是一个巫婆。
Okay, now get serious, Yang Chen. You know, after I started interviewing people, they all start talking about the big what if. You know, what if I win?
就是嘛，我都替他们发愁啊，如果赢了那么多钱怎么花呀？
Here's what Susan had to say.
好吧，我们就来听听 Susan 的宏伟计划。
Well, that's what everyone always thinks as they're waiting in line. What would they do if they won? And of course, the first thing you think is that you would, you know, quit your job and buy all the things that are on your list that you want to get and, you know...
Another woman, Olivia, from New Orleans, Louisiana, said that after she paid off her and her family's debt, she would give some of her winnings to charity.
I would definitely donate some to charity because there's a lot of good causes and pay off all my debts, all my mom's debts, all my sister's debts, and travel.
每个人都这么说，如果赢了以后先把工作辞了，然后买下所有以前想买却买不起的东西，还要捐一部分给慈善机构。
Well, that's what they say before they win. I don't know what they say after they win.
好，我们的时间到了，谢谢大家收听美语咖啡屋。
Yeah, thanks for joining us today at American Cafe. I certainly enjoyed talking with you about the American tradition of the...
Stop it, Jody. 如果你再让我听到那个 Powerball!